Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the first daf in Yerushalmi, Maseches Arla, that's daf Aleph, and today's daf and an entire Masechta and all of Yerushalmi has been sponsored by Ilui Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basar Yaakov Moshe, Beschos, all the Torah being learned in our honor. Her Nisham should have tremendous Aliyah, and we should be Zechet Devetzim B'Mishpat Yipadeh with the coming Mashiach Tzakenu B'Meheriv Yomeinu. Now, Arla is a term used to describe the fruit produced during the first 3 years of a tree's life. Not only is Arla not allowed to be eaten, but one is not allowed to derive benefit from it, like feeding it to their animals or using it to dye cloth, and it has to be destroyed, according to most opinions, by burning. And also, if Arla falls into something, it asers it unless there's a ratio of 1 to 200. In other words, bittul by Arla is 1 in 200 as opposed to 1 to 100 that we had by Truma and Challah. Now, something unique to Arla is that unlike most mitzvos hatulias ba'aretz, which apply only in Eretz Yisrael, Arla applies even in Chutz La'aretz. We're going to be learning many things about Arla, for example, what trees have this iser, what's the din with safek Arla, if there's any permissible uses of Arla, and much more. So, without further ado, we begin the first Mishnah, Hanetel Siyagul Kaires, Patrimon Arla. If a person plants a tree and his whole intention is just to use it as a siyag, as a fence for his field, or for kairos, for beams. He wants to cut the branches off and use them as beams. So in this case, any fruit that grows on the tree is pater from Arla. Now Rabbi Yossi takes us a step further and tells us, afilu amar, even if he said regarding one tree, hapnimi lemachol, the inner part of the tree, the fruit that grows there, is meant for eating. Vachitzain lesiyag, but the outer part of the tree, the one that I can't see, or it's facing away from my field or house, that's meant for my fence. Hapnimi chayev, vachitzain pater. The fruits growing on the inner part of the tree are chayev in Arla, and the fruits growing on the outer part of the tree are pater from Arla. As the Gemara quotes as far as din, how do we know this? Because if it says in the pasuk, "Unatatam kol etz machol," then when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to plant kol etz machol, and the first 3 years, the fruit that grows is aser. What do we learn from here? Eschu lemachol chayiv. If the intention was to eat the fruit, so as a din of arla, l'segu l'kairos l'etzim pater. If it's planted l'segu l'kairos, here we have another example: etzim, meaning for firewood. You just want to use the tree for firewood. So in all these cases, any fruit that grows is pater. The Gemara asks, who says that's the proper drasha? Me'ata, based off the way the pasuk reads, we should say that oisei shel machol, if it's a naturally fruit-bearing tree, even if you thought you just want to use it for a fence, that fruit should still be chayiv in Arla. In other words, maybe the pasuk's only telling us that when you plant an ilon srak, a non-fruit bearing tree, any fruit that does happen to grow on it is pater from Arla because your intention was l'siyag l'karis l'etzem. But perhaps a regular etz machol, a regular fruit bearing tree, apples, oranges, whatever it is, it would have a chayiv of Arla even though your intention was l'siyag l'karis l'etzem. So we explain that no, tamal leimar, that's why the pasuk tells us, and here's the proper girsa, unetatam kol etz machol, you plant any etz machol, and this tells us that the natiya, when it's being planted, it has to be with intention to eat the fruit. And if the intention is only l'siyag l'karis l'etzim, even though it's naturally a fruit-bearing tree, that fruit is pater from Arla. And now we move on to explain the next din of the Mishnah, which was Rabbi Yossi telling us that even one tree could have two separate dinim. And here we're going to have two different opinions. Rabbi Yossi, who is the Amira, Rabbi Yossi explaining the Tan Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Here's the proper girsa, lamad davar mitchilasai, he learns it from the beginning of the pasuk. Mimash shenemar, from the inference of the later part of the pasuk that tells us, shalashanim yeh lachem areim lo yachel, the 3 years it shall be your arla for you, it shall not be eaten. What do we see from here? V'chi en yadim shebe etz machol kasam daber. Don't we already know that we're talking about etz machol? It says lo yachel. So matam loymer unatatam kol etz machol. Why does the pasuk in the beginning say unatatam kol etz machol? We already know that we're talking about a fruit bearing tree. It must be telling us eschu l'machol chayiv. The part of the tree which is for eating is chayiv. Whereas l'siyag l'karsel etzim, whatever part of the tree the intention is not for eating, it's just for the fence, for beams, or for firewood. Potter, it's potter. Now Rabbi Yoina, he has a different opinion. Lama davar misayfa, he learns it from the end. From the fact that two psukim later says, as we clearly see that this is talking about eating the fruit, and don't we already know from this pasuk we just quoted that we're talking about eitz machol? So why does the pasuk say earlier, it must be that's telling us, whatever part of the tree is being used for eating is chayiv, whereas pater. Now we can explain this then, he tells us, when was it said, that's only when you planted this tree for a siyag l'karis l'etzem, if it's a tree that's ripe for it, if it's something that could be used l'siyag l'karis l'etzem. However, not the davar she'ein ra'i lahem, if you planted a tree that's not ripe for such a thing, chayiv, the fruit that grows on the tree is chayiv, because we say batal daito it's a kol adam. We don't care what this guy's das is, that he wants it to be l'siyag l'karis l'etzem. This is not a tree that's meant for such a thing, and therefore any fruit that grows on it would be chayiv. The Gemara asks, Yos am Rav Shimon Gamliel, ma tamin derabanan. What Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying is very good. What's the reason Rabbanan argue with him that even though this is a tree that's not fit for siyag karsu etzim, if that's what your intention was in planting it, it's pater from Arla. Where do they get this from? What's the reason? Alfam Bez on top. Arab Zair. Zair explains, Bimishana Seder and Tiyasam. We're talking about where he changed the normal way that they're being planted. Meaning, etzim, if he planted this tree for firewood, how did he plant it? Beroitzef, packed tightly together. In order for fruit to develop properly, they have to be planted spaced out so the root systems and the tree itself have ample space to grow. By the fact that he planted them very close together, that shows that he clearly does not want them for their fruit fruit, and it's only for firewood. Or in the case of Lekairos, where he planted them for the beams, that's Meshapa, where he trimmed the trees. As the tree is growing, he's cutting branches off of them. Well, it's obvious from here that he doesn't want the fruit, and he only wants the wood for beams. Unless Yag, if he planted it to be a border or fence for his field, well, Makamas Yag Mechiachalav, the place where he planted it, that's going to show what he wants it for. And if he planted it at the edge of his field or house or property, whatever it is, obviously he doesn't want it for its fruit, he just wants it to be a fence. And it's only in these situations that the Chum argue. And the Gemara continues, Tanu B'Shem Rameir, we have a Brazen Rameir, Kol Ilan is Banu Machshavas Ptur, all sorts of trees could be included in this Machshava Ptur, meaning if he has this thought in mind that he wants it, L'Syag L'Kursul Eitzem, so any fruit growing on here is going to be potter from Arla, Chutz Min Azayas Min Ata'ena, except for an olive tree or fig tree. And why is that? Rav Meir Kedatei, Rav Meir L'Shitasai. The Amar, he says, Kol Ilan is Ilan Srak, all trees could be viewed as an Ilan Srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, Chutz Min Azayas Min Ata'ena, except for olive or fig trees. And this has to do with the din of Kalayim. We know that one is not allowed to plant a different min underneath a grapevine, and this is referring to where a person had a grapevine sneaking onto a tree. And the question is he allowed to plant underneath any other part of the tree that doesn't yet have the vine there? And the mission differentiates whether it's a fruit-bearing or non-fruit-bearing tree. If it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, so then he's mevatel the entire tree to the grapevine, namely he's going to allow the grapevine to continue growing all over the tree, and therefore he would not be allowed to plant anything underneath it. And Rav Meir tells us in regards to this that any tree could be considered an Ilan Srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, even though really it does bear fruit. Let's say, for example, apples. Since a grapevine is much more chashuv, he'll be mevatel the status of the apple tree, if you will, meaning he won't really care about the apples growing on it because he wants the grapevine to grow on it. As we see there of Meir's L'Shitasai, that even though a tree does bear fruit, a person could be mevatel that, meaning he could decide he doesn't want these fruits, and that's considered an Ilan Srak. The only thing he can't be mevatel is a Zayas or Te'ena, because they're both very chashuv trees, and that's something we're going to say, Batla Daitai Eitzel Kol Adam. Now, we continue with the exact opposite memra, Tani B'Shem Rav Shimon, we have a Brass and Rav Shimon, Ein Lecha Bala Machshav Es Patur, Elo Shloish Es Haminu Bavad, the only trees that could come to this whole Machshav Es Patur is only three minim, Rimon, Ushkamim, Utslaf, just those three, because they're not very chashuv in the first place. And so here we see the two opposite opinions, Rav Meir on one side, with Rav Shimon on the other side. Now move on to discuss another aspect of this din, Ma'u Shehei Chayav and Meiser, what about these fruits that are potter from the din of Arla? Are they Chayav and Meiser, or do we say that they're potter from Meiser as well? And this is Teflukted Rav Babar Mamol, Ud Rav Hila, it's Machlokes between Rav Babar Mamol and Rav Hila. This Bagan they argue about the following, Hamashana Peros of Eitzim, someone who's guarding his trees and obviously the fruit as well, for Eitzim, for the wood, meaning he just wants the trees for their wood and he doesn't care about the fruit, which is basically our discussion. Rav Babar Mamol Amar Chayiv, Rav Hila B'Shem Rav Yaisi Amar Potter. Rav Babar Mamol says that this fruit is Chayiv in Meiser, and Rav Hila says B'Shem Rav Yaisi that this fruit is Potter from Meiser. Now Rav Babar Mamol Amar Chayiv, where does this come from? And Adah, from the following. Pasuk tells us, Uba Levi, and the Levi will come. Who's this Levi? Ki ein lei chelik v'nachal imach. He does not have a chelik or nachal among you, and the pasuk continues by saying that you have to give him meiser. Now, what do we learn from here? Mimashi yesh lechav ein loy at chayv li ten loy. From something that you own and he doesn't, meaning you have rights to it and he doesn't have rights to it, it's something that grew on your property. So from that, you have to give the levi meiser. Yotza hefker shiyadchav yadesh avimbay. That excludes hefker, that both you and him have equal rights to hefker, and therefore hefker is potter from meiser. And who leket he shicha he peya he hefker leket shicha and peyan hefker all have the same exact din, since you and the levi have equal access to these things, they're all potter from meiser. Now, Rav Babar Mamol's raya is as follows. The drasha is not that it's potter from meiser until you decide to eat it. If it was, this would also include hefker. Rather, the drasha is that hefker is potter, implying that these fruits growing on these trees that he wants, l'siyag l'karshu l'etzim, even though there was never an intention to eat them, they're still chayv in meiser because they're not excluded from his drasha in the pasuk. And move on to the next opinion, Rav Hila B'Shem Rav Yaisi Amar, potter that these fruits are potter from meiser. Where do we get this from? In Adah, from the following, kuzbar shazara lazara yarka potter, that if he planted kuzbar, coriander, just for its seed, the yarek, the greens that grow, meaning the leafy part of the coriander plant, those are potter from meiser. As we see that even though the leaves are edible, he could eat them, perhaps put them in a salad or flavor a dish with them, still they're potter from meiser because his das is not on the leaves, it's only on the zera, and it's just like the fruits of our tree. However, based on what Alpha on top, the Gemara knocks away this raya by saying, shani hi kuzbar shiesh le garen acheres. Kuzbar, coriander, is different because it has a garen acheres, meaning it has another crop. In other words, the reason why we could say that the leaves of the coriander plant are different is because something coming out of this coriander plant is going to be chayv in meiser. Namely, the seed is going to be chayv in meiser. So at least something here is chayv in meiser, and therefore we're able to say that the yarek, the leaves, are putter. But who says this applies in the case of the tree? If you're going to say that the fruit is putter, that means that everything grown from this tree is putter for meiser, because there's really only one thing that could technically be chayv, the fruit, and you're saying that it's putter. And who says that such a heter extends that far? Maybe only applies by coriander, and not by fruit of the tree. And therefore the Gemara says, behind the amrada, so where do we say this? Meaning, where's a rayo? What's Rav Hila's source for his din? That this fruit that's growing on the tree that's only there for the wood is potter from meiser? That's what the following brayso, Makayim Malaya Shel Kruv lezera batel daitoi. Let's say a person allows a malaya shel kruv, which is basically an entire crop of cabbage. He lets it continue growing, and his whole idea is lezera. He just wants it for the seed. So in this case, his das is batel. If a person wants to be able to take seed of the cabbage to replant it, he has to actually wait for the cabbage to continue growing until the leaves become rock hard. They're not able to be eaten. They basically become wood, if you will, and only then he's able to take the seed. So if a person decides he's going to leave his entire cabbage crop to continue growing until the cabbage itself is unedible, just so he could use the seeds, so we say his das is batel, which means that if he decides to take some leaves off while they're still green, he would have to take ma'aser off of them. However, klach nichidim, if he does this to individual stalks, he just separates a few stalks and lets them continue growing so he could use their seed. Loi batel daitoi, there's no betel das, and therefore these cabbage stalks are patur from ma'aser. Now, Amar Rabbi Yonah clarifies what this brayse is talking about. This is obviously only talking about that he took from these plants while they were still green, meaning while they were still edible. Avol loi liket yerek, if he didn't take anything while it was still green, while still edible, kachanu imrim eitzim chayv in ma'aser. Is it in this situation that the brayse would be telling us that it's chayv in ma'aser? We're referring to eitzim, we're referring to wood. In other words, Rabbi Yonah is just pointing out it's obvious from this brayse that we're talking about taking from this cabbage while it's still edible, even though his intention was that he wants to let them grow until they're not edible so that he could use the seed. Or as the brayse tells us in the seifa, that if we're talking about klachin yechidin, individual stalks of cabbage, just a few stalks that he leaves to the side to continue growing so that he could use the seed, if he takes the greens, he takes the leaves while they're still edible, they're putter from ma'aser, because his intention is only for the seed. We see very clearly from here that a person's intention could putter an entire thing from ma'aser, even though something edible is growing from it. And that would apply to the case of the trees. If he planted them, his machshava does have the ability to patter everything here from ma'aser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this din. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.